CKUT 90.3 FM, Montreal.
The following is a previously broadcast program.
On aurait dû en rester là. N'en fallait pas y aller là. On sent sur la chaussée. N'en fallait pas. J'ai rampé pour toi. Mais ça fait son temps. Oh, j'ai vu flou, j'ai voulu. Oui, j'avoue, j'ai été dû. Plusieurs que j'ai déçu. Trop souvent, peu d'excuses. Mais là, j'étais prêt. Oh, mais là, j'étais prêt. On aurait dû en rester là.
Welcome back to CKUT 90.3 FM. This is All Things McGill. I'm Maya.
I'm Annika.
And welcome back to our show. It's been a little hot minute since we've talked on here, but we're back.
A little hiatus.
Just a little bit rest and relaxation, but we're back and we're better than ever.
We're ready to hit the mean streets of the McGill campus. We're going from Rue University to Rue Peel up to the McTavish Reservoir. And we are we are just stunting on these streets.
Yeah, we're just canvassing the whole area, making sure everyone's aware of us.
Mm-hmm. We're out here and we are broadcasting to you every Monday, and we have important things to say.
We have very important things to say, such as, how has your semester been so far?
Good. Hectic. I think we all expected it to be a weird transition to go back to school in person, but just how weird it was going to be, I think, was underestimated, especially by myself.
Indeed. I was
like, it is odd.
Concerned. Yeah, it is very weird. Like, my first class was with 100 people in this tiny little lecture room, and it was such a weird experience to be sitting in class. Also, one of the big things that I forgot about was how uncomfortable chairs are, and that I have to sit in them for an hour and a half each class time. I mean, my butt was hurting for the entire first week of school. And I was like, do I have like
hemorrhoids? How little?
I literally freaked out. And then I was like, oh, it's because my muscles are sore from sitting for an hour and a half in uncomfortable chairs.
That's a great muscle problem to have. Like, of all muscle problems you're going to have, the best possible muscle problem is your butt hurts from sitting in a chair too long.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess in the grand scheme of human health, it's not a great problem, but like, I'd rather it hurt from that than like exercise.
Exactly. Well, you know, I'm just butt hurt, I guess.
Good one. It's the uncomfortableness of the chair that was surprising to me, and also the lack of like room they give you to write, like the lack of writing platform space on the desk.
Yeah,
do you know what I mean? Like, when they have like the chair attached to the desk,
mm-hmm.
it's so like there's not enough room for a full notebook.
Oh,
you can't balance your entire laptop on it. Like, what is the point of these tiny, like, even before computers, like, they don't fit a notebook. I don't understand how anyone thought they were a good idea.
I have no clue. I'm really confused.
As if a prof is an anti-masker.
Your prof?
No, I don't. I had it for first. I went to like a couple classes and I ended up dropping the class for unrelated reasons. But he just like, the first day he was like, oh yeah, McGill rules mandate that like if I'm walking through the classroom, I have to wear a mask. But like if I'm standing up here at my like my podium or whatever, you know, preaching, then I don't have to wear a mask. I'm like, I don't know if that's true because I don't understand any of the McGill rules surrounding COVID. I didn't even know we weren't going to be distancing until I got to class and we weren't distancing.
Yeah.
So I have no idea what is true and what is not. But he just like is like, I'm not going to wear a mask while I'm teaching. And I'm like, okay, rock on.
Rock on, hun. Yeah. It's been weird. Some profs, like, just don't wear the mask, and then some of them full all times, like, wear the mask. And then there was this guy in my class who literally had a mask on but just had two holes in the side of it, like, cut out in the side of the mask. So it just literally wasn't a mask. And it was so weird. Nobody called him out. He just sat there. And I was just so uncomfy because this man is just breathing in my direction with no mask, basically. Like, he technically has it on, but it has holes in it. I don't think that's how it's supposed to work.
No, that's kind of the whole point, I'd say. Yeah. A woman came into the bakery the other day wearing like a mesh glitter, like Lana Del Rey mask. Like,
of course she did.
I was like, I would rather you just don't wear a mask.
Yeah.
Like, at least then you don't have this like self-righteous feeling of like, I'm doing the right thing or whatever. But like, you're not, that's not doing, it's mesh. Like, what do you think that's doing?
Nothing. It's a fashion statement at this point.
Yeah, and not a good one. Like, it doesn't look good. It looks, you look stupid. Like,
yeah.
Go on for days of anti-maskers.
Yeah, I really could. Yeah. The bakery that you work at, the black masks are very fabulous, and I steal them from Rose all the time because they just look attractive. You
know? They're just so much sleeker. But like, I've seen people wear pink masks, like pink medical masks.
Yeah, that's cute.
And stuff. I don't know where they get them. I've never seen anything but blue masks sold at like a drugstore or anything. So yeah, I don't know where they're getting these fancy masks from.
I don't know. And it's like, is the government making it? Like, what's happening here?
Government supplied pink masks.
Yeah.
Puck needs.
Exactly. By the way, I received my lump sum from the government today. So everybody who has not signed up for it, go on Minerva and sign up for your sum.
Mm-hmm.
$200.
To give us some context, the Quebec government has said for every semester you did pandemic school, like you were in school full time during the pandemic, you get $100. Which is annoying because I took the second semester off, so I only get the 100 and not the 200.
That's too bad. But you did make money during that semester, right?
I did, but like it was more than $100. But still, the extra $100 would be lovely.
It would be lovely. I'm like, oh, I can actually pay for dinner tonight, you know, feeling good.
It's like a fun little, like, you go on like a couple outings maybe, and you're like, thank you, Quebec government.
Thank you, Quebec.
And maybe their hope is like, they give us the money and we spend it on Quebec businesses. That would be awesome.
Ooh, that's probably what they're hoping for. That's cute.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. If you got the lump sum, guys, make sure you spend it on only Quebec businesses.
Only Quebec.
Stimulate the economy.
Like, yeah, it's almost like you live in Quebec and have to do that.
So true. So true, bestie.
Yeah.
Don't buy on Amazon. Buy from Quebec local.
Quebec local furniture store.
Yeah.
Anyways, yeah. So anti-masters on campus. What else?
Yeah. What else is going on campus? Sorry?
Vins is open.
Vins is open. Oh, and I've been making the Hodge, the pilgrimage to Vins like several times a week. Just so often I go to Vins.
Well, I actually have class right next to Vins. So I have to walk through Vins to get to my class. And it's little music student moment. The room is horrible. Desks are really uncomfortable. But then I get to walk into Vins once I'm done. And I can get a snack. And it's really lovely.
Oh my gosh, you are absolutely living every male student's dream, because you get to walk through and you like smell it and you have the promise of like, after this class, I will have Vins, and like, it's like present in your mind because you just smelled it and saw it. And then like the whole time during a class, like for me, even not being in a classroom next to Vins, the thought of Vins after class is what gets me through class. Now imagine I just smelled Vins right before I went to class.
Yeah, absolutely. Then you'd just be even more prepared for that. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. One thing that has been really weird is that I've forgotten that sometimes class can be really boring and I can't do anything about it.
I can't like turn my camera off, like put my head down and take a nap. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's what I used to do during COVID. So
that was actually like a common exercise for me during COVID. Like I would just turn my camera off and I would literally be like, you know, when you're in class and you just physically cannot keep your eyes open anymore.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Like I would just, during those times, I would just put my head down, take a nap. But like, I can't do that anymore. I have to act like I'm awake.
Yeah.
And what I can feel my eyes closing. And I'm like, I can't tell if I'm looking at the prof like through half closed eyes or not, because I'm just so tired. I'm sitting there. I'm like, I have no concept of what I look like right now.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It's weird.
Good. Can't be good. Can't be good. Can't text in class. I guess you can doodle in class, but like, you can't like, eat, I don't know, I can't make a cup of tea during class or whatever.
Yeah. Can't eat in class.
It's a burden. That is a burden. That is a true, true burden. I used to have breakfast. Like, if I had an 8:30, I'd have breakfast in class. Like, I was just in. And no, I can't do that. It's agony. Other things going on campus. We had not on campus, but a fun little online activities night.
Mm-hmm.
And by fun and little, I mean huge and awful.
Yep. It was so bad.
Oh my goodness. So bad.
We sat
for those of you who are not. Yeah, yeah. For those of you who are not in the loop about activities night, it was online on a platform called GatherTown, which honestly would have been really cute if it had gone well. Like the platform was like, you could walk through this, like, it looked like kind of like Minecraft. You could walk through it and, like, go to different booths and interact with people in the booths. And it was, like, video chatting and stuff. And, like, it was super cute. Like, it was set up in a way that, like, looked like it was in a gym or whatever. It looked like it was in the field house. It was really cute. But the platform could not handle 1,500 students signing on at once and video chatting with each other.
Yike.
And another problem was that on the platform, like when you're walking through GatherTown, you can't walk through people, but people were just standing like in the way of the entrance to the like the gym area where the actual booths were set up, like in online. So like you would end up waiting like in a virtual line to get into virtual activities night. I was in that line for like maybe half an hour. Like it was just chaos.
It was horrible. Yeah. I was there for a dance club and I was just standing in my little booth for an hour and everyone around me was just frozen. So I couldn't see anyone or do anything. And then it would glitch and put me like somewhere else in the field house. And so then I'd have to walk back to my booth with my little avatar, but then it would keep glitching. So I wouldn't make it back there. And so we didn't talk to anybody. It was really sad. So it was too bad. I know a lot of people.
Yeah. And they said they were going to do. Yeah. What were you going to say?
Oh, I was just like, I think that a lot of people just switched to Zoom and then just like pasted the link and.
Yeah. We switched to Zoom and we had like two or three people come through our Zoom link, to chat with us and stuff. And then we got like a couple signups in our Google form and stuff, but like, overall, like they said they were going to do a second activities night and I'm like, it's too late. Like we needed people then, like, so subtle little brag here, a little self-promotion, little plug, Bring Your Own Juice, McGill's best and only sketch comedy club is recruiting members, for our show at the end of November. We write, produce, direct, act in, star in, costume, light, sound, it all ourselves. And it is the most fun I've had at university and it changed my life and you should join. The information is all through our Facebook page, facebook.com/bringyourownjuice. So like we were trying to recruit and we're like, we need people now because we need to start the writing process pretty soon. And like, we don't have time to wait for another activities night, which is annoying because that's how you get most of your people usually.
Yeah.
Activities night.
So when are your auditions?
Our auditions, we are recruiting people to send us a sketch by September the 29th. So just like any form of written comedy, preferably in the form of like a sketch. If you don't know what that is, just Google like sketch comedy and examples will come up. It's like what SNL does. Send us one of those written form by the 29th to byojcomedy@gmail.com. And then our auditions will be the second and third. Those are live auditions. And it's just like, give you a script. You don't have to prepare anything. And you just kind of like act to it. And we're like, awesome. And then if you get selected, we start messing around. We write some scripts. We go on a little retreat.
Ooh.
We do some writing, we do some acting, and then we do some performing. It's very fun.
So exciting. Indeed. Oh my gosh. Well, I hope a lot of people show up. They better because it's the best.
We are crossing our fingers. Yeah.
Yeah. We were really worried because I'm in Inertia Dance Company and we had our auditions for the Sunday after activities night, but nobody came to activities night. And so we were really worried that we weren't going to get anybody. And then we were thinking, oh, should we push the auditions back? But then our auditions would be so much later than everybody else's. So everyone would go to the other dance clubs and then we would not get anybody. So that's why we kind of just rushed the whole thing. And thankfully, a lot of people showed up for the auditions and everything went fine, but it was still like really stressful since activities night is exactly where we find all of our people and suddenly we didn't really have that. So
yeah, I mean, I think also like it was easier for us just because we are the only like sketch comedy on campus, so, like there's no competition. Like if you're interested in comedy at McGill, like you go to us and there's nowhere else you can go. But like if we had like other sketch comedy groups and they were recruiting as well and they had more people than us, I'd be stressed out of my freaking mind. I'm already stressed, like trying to get people to audition and stuff. And like, if there were also competition, like, oh boy, oh baby, I'd be stressed out.
It was so stressful. And we're a small club. So it wasn't like we needed too many people, which was nice because it just, you know, if not many people showed up, it was not as bad, but it was still stressful because like, we got the
year, and they never followed up on it. So I'm assuming it's not happening anymore. But in any case, like, I'm not going to go because we don't need people anymore. Exactly. Whoever we have now is like who we're going to have. So
exactly. Yeah. There's no point.
Yeah. Like, unless activities night is tomorrow, even then, like, it's not a huge amount of time to get people before they have to submit a sketch by the deadline. So it's kind of like, it's not useless. But yeah, exactly. So speaking of activities, a fun activity I think some people might be interested in is we are doing a live show.
Woo!
We're doing on the Miguel campus show. And we want people to come by and interact with us.
Yeah, so we'll be at the Y intersection across from the hot dog stand at 12 on Tuesday, September 28th, 12 p.m., right? I think so. And
around there, I think. Lunchtime.
Lunchtime, and we'll have some candy, and then we'll interview you. If you want to come by with your instrument, we'll record you if you want to, like, perform for us or something or other. We've had improv on the show during the summer. Annika helped
Boy, have we. Yep.
We've had someone play harmonica on the show, which has been great. So many options. So you should totally come by. We'll be there. It'll be fun. And now I'm letting Rosie.
We'll hang out. We'll have candy. We'll gab. Yeah.
Have a good time.
Okay, guys. It's wonderful to be on this radio show 30 minutes late. Sad I couldn't partake in the discussion, but I hope you have a wonderful weekend and a good start to the, I guess this is playing on a Monday, right? Or a Tuesday. So it's not a Monday. So I hope you have a wonderful school week. Thank you so much for listening to All Things McGill on CKUT 90.3 FM. All the best and just all the peace in the world. Later.
Okay.
Later.
I did it. Thank you.
when I cross the line.
beating us up forever, sir, and the rest is meaningless.
Country dog won't. What's up, baby? Yeah, I'm in the studio right now. I'll call you later. Nah, I really can't talk right now. I'll just call you back, all right? I can't talk right now. I'll just call you later. Yo, what? I can't look. Yo, whatever. We'll be right back.
Clôturer le fait que j'aurais pas su t'aimer. On me dit à l'oreillette, je risque de regretter. Mais je risque de pas trop avoir le temps d'y penser. Parce qu'on work, 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 non plus sur la route. Ouais, ça me tue d'avoir été que cheveux dans ta soupe. J'avais dit donc, attends-moi pas, attends-moi pas, attends-moi pas. J'attendrai pas. Attends-moi pas, attends-moi pas, attends-moi pas. J'attendrai pas. Austin et Paris dans le même mois. À jouer devant des gens qui te connaissent pas. Devant des gens qui peut-être t'en rappelleront pas. Ce kid qui leur gueulait des choses en québécois. La maison mère crie une coupe d'appel manqué. Anniversaire à petite sœur, j'ai presque oublié. Mais j'ai compris quand tu tombes, personne va ramasser. J'arrêterai pas.
Un seul mot, man. Mind blown! Non, mais sérieux. Hey, man, j'étais triste, j'étais pas bien. Mais on va voir le gars, c'est le chaman de Blainville. Le gars, il me dit, goûte à ça. Tabarnak, man, j'étais pété raide. Je pense que j'ai dormi pendant 6 jours aussi. Il me dit, maintenant, t'as aligné tes chakras. Tu t'appelles plus Olivier, tu t'appelles Astraline. Je dis, Astraline? Aïe, il va se faire que je change mon passeport. Mon chakra est ouvert. Il me complexe sur solaire. Tout ouvert. OK? Bien. Je veux venir ici. Je peux te lancer des lasers de chakra. Comme un calinour, ça va bien.
Tu peux laisser un message sur mon répondeur, mais j'aime pas trop répondre. Deux secondes que j'ouvre la trappe, mettre un peu d'air dans mes deux poumons. Les jours défilent un peu trop vite, merci. Si j'avais les reins, je m'en dresserais de rêve demain. En attendant, souris, cheese, fais comme si de rien, on checkera ça demain. En attendant, brode du sens et que le reste du monde. En attendant, chum, garde tes distances, même si t'es ma blonde. Elle silence sur les ondes, il ressort avec mon ombre, mis mon fond en mode avion. En voyage sur la lune, pour qu'on crise la paix, j'espère que t'as du temps et qu'on pourra courir après. On pourra courir après. Tu peux te jeter dans mes DMs, mais je me connais pas. On parle de toi dans toutes les chansons, même si c'est pas vrai, t'inquiète, c'est bon. Si tu veux, je te laisse partir avec tout jusqu'au refrain. Rajoute un couplet là-dessus, puis on se retrouve à la fin. On mettra au parc demain matin. 200 mètres de haut, pourtant tu tiens dans ma main. 2 cm de trop en dehors du droit chemin. M'en rappeler, j'avais pas seulement soif de toi, mais aussi faim. Give it up, give it up, give it up. Give it up, non, non. Non, j'ai pas envie. Non, 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 non. Non, non. Et j'ai des marques partout sur le corps. Parfait.
m'approcher du feu, j'aurais jamais pensé pouvoir être de ceux qui t'appellent tard, à qui tu penses fort, mais le gel briquet non, c'est à force de brûler ce qui passe proche, proche. Ces temps-ci, j'ai tendance à brûler tous ceux qui veulent rester proche, proche. Depuis day one, une grande sœur de mon best chum, j'ai pas envie de fuck it up quand je m'apprête à fuck it up. Give it up, no, no. Et je démarque partout sur le corps. Parfait Chanel, imprégné dans les draps. On fait le mal. Je sais qu'il faut le pas, mais ça tombe mal. Je suis déjà à ta porte. Et je démarque partout sur le corps. Parfait Chanel.
Go home. Somebody's worrying. Say, should we let mother know? Here comes the pain in his head, like she's waiting. Ashing a lit cigarette while he's shaking. Gotta find it out. And you know the kids will be alright. People trying to place her down. All little face and cheeks more grown than that these days. She don't give a damn what they say. You best leave
Talking about it for over a year, and you probably already know anyway, we've decided not to say it this time. So we're not going to tell you again that to protect yourself from COVID-19, you should wash your... And we certainly won't repeat once more that you should wear a... Or most importantly, that we must keep our... from others. Because you already know this is the best way to fight the virus. Even when you're vaccinated, let's continue to protect ourselves. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Are you a tenant in Montreal? Do you have questions about your rights? Your local housing committee can help. To find the housing committee for your neighborhood or for more resources, go to www.rclalq.qc.ca.
Puisque ça fait plus d'un an qu'on le mentionne et que de toute façon vous le savez probablement déjà, on a décidé de ne pas vous le dire. Donc, on ne vous redira pas que pour se protéger de la COVID-19, il faut se laver les... On ne répétera pas encore une fois qu'il faut porter un... Et surtout, qu'il faut garder nos... avec les autres. Vous le savez, c'est la meilleure façon de combattre le virus, même lorsqu'on est vacciné. On continue de se protéger. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
You are listening to CKUT 90.3.
Emergency, emergency.